Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 20th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock, Tustin area. I'm David Boyle, joining you remote today, but alongside Bill Boyle, who's back in the studio.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Very good. You're coming to us remote this week.
I am down in Arizona than where you are.
Yeah, it's significantly warmer in Gilbert, Arizona than it is in the Red Rock country this morning. Had some snow overnight in Monticello. It's just delightfully cold here. How's that for a spin on it?
Yeah, delightfully cold, huh? hope that you're enjoying that then. But we do have news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including news this morning from Cortez, where a water main broke on Main Street early this morning. They told folks to expect delays on Main and Mildred to Roger Smith Avenue, and some areas that may be without water. That was at 5 o'clock. They did reopen Mildred and Roger South with a short lane closure at 6:40 a.m., and then the latest update was around 7:30 was that customers may have dirty water issues and or no water. They let folks know to not no need to call dispatch as they are working on it, but, kind of a big issue there this morning in Cortez.
Wow, that can be an issue, too. Remember that water is treated. It's contaminated water, but it could be dirty. If it's like similar breaks that happen occasionally throughout the area.
Yeah, I know. Just general advice is if your water does come up brown and you know that there's some sort of break or something, just my understanding, just run the taps until it's clear, and then you should be okay to use that water.
Yeah, let common sense take charge.
Yeah, well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. With that, we've got more coming for you, but we'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Dot is go a deal busy be lucky. Nal sauce bad adigi in zonsko, yin chunko, do okot ego in lago, at esaka hotso, not ani, nal sauce ilini ya dahalyanigi, but quadilne, bebeish behane, din ashtra ashtla ashtla, se beats a tra naki. Naki tra kindanaj ja go da inishigi la city kindash ja benat ani di na hago e di not ani itot lesbini ye na kiko pa at ato biji da bakaki e Jennifer Davila Britt Hornsby Gary Lichtenstein Wes Shook.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
class of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, November 20th, 2023, 9:13 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. And good news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including latest out of Blanding City Council, where members of the Blanding City Council got an update on the Bears Ears Marathon, a failed power project, and made an intent to annex resolution at their latest meeting. Members of the City Council approved an intent to annex city-owned property on the west side of town at their November 14th meeting. Current city boundaries do not reach the complete end of West Center Street. Blanding City owns property at the west end of town and has the intent to use the property to run pipelines to bring water connections to the 27 lots in the West Water community, of course, outside of city limits. The city will meter the water sent into West Water with Navajo Tribal Utility Authority metering individual lines to bill residents for their usage. At the meeting, Community Development Director Brett Hosler explained that under new state protocols, the passing of the intent to annex resolution will trigger a 30-day notice period, with the council given the ability to approve the annexation after one public hearing. City Mayor Logan Monson noted that the 30-day period shouldn't impact the project, as the line is not yet under construction and the line is running on city-owned property. 30-day period will include public noticing in the newspaper. Council member Eric Grover raised a question to the council. I said, quote, it's already our property. Why do we have this annexed to have this metering station put it out there? When asked directly if the annexation needs to happen to move the project forward, Monson replied with a simple no. At the October 14th meeting, members of the council member Monson's, Mayor Monson, having a hard time reading this morning, said that the annexation makes the most sense, as a line can be put at the end of the city-owned property. At the November 14th meeting, Councilmember Cheryl Bowers added that we should want property that we own within our city limits. Members of the council approved the resolution, with Councilmembers Kellen Nelson, Len Gosser, and Bowers voting in favor, and Councilmember Grover voting opposed. At the meeting, members of the council also received an update on the failed carbon-free power project. Blanding City is a member of the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems, or UAMPS, The group has been working with NuScale Power Corp to build a nuclear power plant in Idaho. The project has been in the works with involvement from the U.S. Department of Energy, but a new ability to get more power subscribers signed up for the project has ended the different groups' work and the end of the carbon-free power project. While the project wasn't scheduled to provide power until at least 2029, Blanding City and UAMPS are working to find replacements for that future power portfolio. The city will get a reimbursement for its financial investment in the project, though Mayor Monson didn't know the exact dollar amount. While Monson said that the carbon-free power project should open doors for future innovations and make the next project easier, Councilmember Bowers was less positive on the outlook. She said, quote, "To me, that's not positive. That's a lot of wasted money with a lot of promises that weren't kept. I don't think it's very positive." Members of the council also received a report on the Bears Ears Marathon on November 4th. Economic Development Director Ben Mulston gave the report, sharing that 158 runners participated in the Boston Marathon qualifier, an event that made money for the city. Runners gave positive reviews, and Mulston reported that next year they won't have some of those first-year costs and hope to see higher participation, which would mean more revenue for the event. Added that it's not just money that we make as a city, but a lot of money gets spread around to different businesses as they eat at restaurants and stay at hotels. Bowers added that her own hotel is usually empty on that weekend of the year, but they were fully booked for the marathon. That's a look at the latest out of Blanding City.
You know, they nuclear power plant that they've been pursuing for almost a decade, I think, this concept of it. And, of course, something like that just takes a remarkable amount of time. It's too bad, I guess, because a lot of work went into it. But that project is now completely done, and they're starting over from trying to secure future energy contracts for the city of Blanding.
Yeah, you know, and it was going to be a stable power source as far as the price wouldn't change, you know. A lot of hoops to jump through to make that happen. And then, you know, again, ultimately the failure is, you know, UAMPS was one of the first power associations, you know, to invest in it. And they just couldn't get other associations on board, you know, to give that needed capital to get the project started. So very, very interesting, and very interesting to follow.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was a month ago, when Energy Fuels had their open house and they showed that movie about the future of nuclear power and this concept of really small home-level type power systems that are powered by nuclear power. Anyway, it's interesting to see if and how we're going to get to that point, but this idea of a huge power plant, God, it's just so difficult to get all the permissions necessary for that and time-consuming. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But according to that Oliver Stone documentary, that could be a viable future energy source. And, of course, here in the Red Rock Country, where so much of the infrastructure is already in place. Anyway, it could be impactful in the long run, but this UAMPS, City of Blanding, nuclear power plant infrastructure project is officially done.
Yeah, and again, that was the idea shared, you know, by Mayor Martin, and I think, you know, UAMPS representatives of, you know, hey, this didn't get done. You know, obviously they're disappointed to not see it through, but. Again, I feel like they feel like they made a lot of strides in innovation and preparation. So we'll see if, you know, some other project comes up. But I don't know that members of UAMPS will be eager to do it. It sounds like some people in Blanding leadership are not. So it'll be interesting to see. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funerals and funerals and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, and we had a very busy weekend for local funerals, and so moving ahead, we don't have very many to announce. There'll be a celebration of life service for Cortez resident Tammy Lynn Lobato today at 4 p.m. at the Lewis Areola Community Center. And funeral services for George Mack Lowe, age 81 of Blanding, are Saturday, that's November 25th at 2 p.m. at Southern Utah Mortuary in Beaver, Utah. Visitation from 12:30 to 1:30. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I want to thank sponsors, including Energy Fuels and Redtail. Of course, Redtail Air giving folks flight options out of Moab. You can book them online. Again, it's The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. All right. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm Bill Boyle. David is calling in from a very warm location, at least compared to Monticello, Utah. That number one song that you heard, Human by the Human League, was number one in 1986. That was 37 years ago this morning. It was their second and last number one song. Don't You Want Me, Baby, was their other number one song. Today is Future Teachers of America Day. And teachers, this week is one of the toughest weeks of the year, I think, because they have this short weekend that they've got to, they have the weekend and then leading up into Thanksgiving. And I don't know if a whole lot of high-level instruction happens for the 2 days that they meet on this week. On this day, birthdays today, guitarist Dwayne Allman was born on this day in 1946. He died in 1971. He was only 24 years old. It's a grisly motorcycle crash is how he died, but was only 24, but he was in the Allman Brothers Band, of course. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. So anyway, remarkable success in his brief 24 years. Rolling Stone had a list several years ago about the listing the greatest guitar players of all time. And Duane Allman was number two, just behind Jimi Hendrix. Joe Walsh is 76 years old today. He's the guitarist for the Eagles. He was 54th on that Rolling Stone list. My teenage view of life of a rock star was Joe Walsh, because his Maserati goes 185. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy was born on this day in 1925. Of course, he died in 1968 at the age of 42. And his son is making some noise in an independent run for president right now. Actress Bo Derek. Bo Derek is 67 years old today. That's crazy. And actor and game show host Richard Dawson was born today in 1932. He died in 2012. He was in Hogan's Heroes, and then he hosted Family Feud for many years. Birthdays today. I have a number of birthdays. Chris Fugel in Moab, Caitlin Lyman in Blanding, and the late Wayne Erickson all have birthdays today. Over the past weekend, we had weekend birthdays for Vance Westcott, Teresa Frazier, Katie Veach, Terry Cook, Casey Randall, and Mahana Fisher. Anyway, we wish them all a happy birthday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Are you here with us, David?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, happy birthday to those folks. Hope that they have a great birthday. And then, yeah, have a good birthday weekend. It's a good time of year to celebrate a birthday, I guess.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you got to be grateful if you have a birthday this week. That's for sure. Morning show is sponsored by Redtail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We also have a morning show sponsor. Energy Fuels is a sponsor of the show. Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers. And the Energy Fuels Clean Energy Foundation is investing in the community. Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and send you to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour, depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
The smart way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Mancos football team is going to play for their first ever Colorado State Championship this weekend. The Blue Jays spanked the Lions 44-22 in the eight-man semifinals this past Saturday, and they're set for a meeting with Haxton this Friday night at 5 at the CSU Pueblo Thunder Bowl. It's a big rematch. The Fighting Bulldogs gave Mancos their only loss of the season back on September 16th. A lot of action on the hardwood over the weekend in Utah. The San Juan boys split a couple games to open their season, losing to Hurricane but bouncing back for a 65-60 overtime win over Wayne. The Grand County boys got their first win of the season, 79-63 at APA Draper. And all three of the Southeastern Utah 1A girls teams were at the annual preview in Ridgefield. Monument Valley is 2-0 to start the year after wins over Paiute and Milford. Monticello suffered losses to Bryce Valley and Wayne, and Whitehorse lost to Panguitch and Bryce Valley. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Denver Broncos getting the win Sunday night, 21-20 over Minnesota. Arizona Cardinals falling to the Houston Texans, 21-16. That's NFL schedule. NBA over the weekend. Phoenix was in Salt Lake City, beat the Jazz on Friday and Sunday night in some two really good games. Denver, meanwhile, they played in New Orleans on Friday, and tonight they are in Detroit. 5 o'clock is the tip-off time. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.